The Brady Report.
It is a Wednesday morning. And to Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Tell us about this manager that's been sacked in the Premier Division.
So, Tottenham Hotspur have parted company with their manager, Maurizio Pochettino. He's been there for 5 years. He took them to this season's Champions League final, which, of course, they famously lost to Liverpool. And in the 5 seasons he was there, they had 4 top 4 finishes. It hasn't gone right for them this season. They've only won 5 games into the new season. It's been difficult for them. They're not scoring the goals that they were. They just don't look like the Tottenham they were last year. And he has paid the price. The chairman is Daniel Levy. He's issued a very brief statement in the last couple of hours saying it was in the club's best interest to do this. So Tottenham Hotspur need a new manager and Maurizio Pochettino is out of a job. And that news breaking just as the Prime Minister and Jeremy Corbyn were sitting down for their debate, the whole country watching the TV debate. And now Tottenham are going to have a debate internally over who should be their next manager.
Now, gambling and artificial intelligence, tell us more.
Really interesting story, Millsy. So Britain has a complicated relationship with gambling, as your country does as well. Some people just can't handle it. They get in too deep. They get too addicted. They lose an awful lot of money and it destroys lives. It destroys families. Basically, what they've done is they've rolled out some new computer software, which is going to be embedded into every single pokie machine in every bookies in the country. And I was playing them today for TV purposes for Sky News, and the computer is so clever. If you start betting erratically, if you start chasing your losses, if you're on there too long, it locks you out for 30 seconds and it triggers an alarm behind the counter, and a member of staff then comes out for a chat with you and basically will be saying that, you know what, it might be time for you to cut your losses and go home. So it's up and running, it's nationwide, and they're hoping it will really help people who are problem gamblers.
Very interesting indeed. All right, mate, you be good. No, we'll talk again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.